Going deeper.
When people say, how are you? How often do you answer busy? It's become the new fine, thanks. I find myself saying it more and more because more and more, it's true. I know it's my own fault, of course. I say, yeah, I'll do that, and, well, I have to do that. And then, I think I've earned some time doing that. And then suddenly, bam, there's something on day and night, and I'm wiped out. Then I get stressed. I start with the, how will I meet that deadline? Why did I say I'd be there? Or how did my desk get to be such a pigsty? Maybe you can relate. We all get 24 hours in a day, and really, we're the ones deciding how we use it. So why do I end up flat out busy all the time? Maybe I'm needing to feel validated, like I'm productive. Maybe it's partly because it stops me having to dwell on things. I just keep on moving and don't leave time to get upset, just using busyness as my coping mechanism. Why ever I'm doing it, is it healthy? I'd say probably not. The Bible records God taking a rest day, and there are several mentions of Jesus going off to quiet places to pray. Packing our lives so full that we don't have a moment to breathe isn't God's model for us, or even for Himself. So why do I think it's a good option? Well, when I actually stop and think about it, I don't. I don't want to be that person who pushes feelings down until they jump up and bite me when I least expect it. Nor do I want to be the one who is too busy to be actually enjoying anything in life or making the truly important things count. If Jesus needed time to rest and reflect, and God knew how to take a break one day out of seven, then surely I can do better than lip service to rest. Maybe you're thinking, yeah, I know all this, but does that mean you're actually doing anything about it? What time can you set aside this week for rest and reflection? Is there a quiet place you can go and pray, even for a little while, today? Time out is something we've got to stop procrastinating about and start actually doing. TV doesn't count. Active rest, the spiritual, reflective kind that we need, can start with a baby step today. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.